Mac 4, Bravo Golf Echo Mobile. Mac 4, Bravo Golf Echo Mobile. Anyone around? This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima. K4RYL just fired the truck up. Heard you on there as soon as I turned on the power.
I'm here on this end of Donnie. Call sign Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. And if you don't mind, repeat that call sign one more time. I think I have it, but I just want to make sure. Roger.
Call sign is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL. Name on this end is Ryland, spelled Romeo Yankee Lima, Alpha November Delta.
Roger that. Well, how are you doing today? It's a beautiful 95-degree day here in central South Carolina. Whereabouts you at?
In my old stomping grounds down there in Central, I went to Clemson University many moons ago. Very familiar with Central. I am inside the city limits, not quite into actual downtown Greenville, but pretty close to where I'm going. Just left the office, grab a bite to eat, and then get back to it here not too long. It's a sweltering 99, according to thermometer I just saw, which I don't know if it's that accurate. I don't know. Maybe with all the pavement stuff here in Greenville and in the city, it might be a little bit warmer than Central. But, yeah, otherwise we're doing pretty good, just making it over the hump.
I tell you what, man, it's getting hot this July. I'm telling you the truth, man. I've had to water my beds like 15 times a day just to keep them alive, much less give them enough water. Do you live around the Greenville area or South Carolina area?
I do live inside the city limits of Greenville, so I work and live here in Greenville, but yeah, I agree with you. As hot as it is right now, usually we don't see these kind of heat advisories, I wouldn't think, until like August, or, you know, around the time college football starts back up and all that stuff. It sure does seem to be a little bit hotter than normal, I guess, but I cannot wait for it to cool down. I'm the only person I know that always can't wait when summer's over and everything cools down and fall gets here so I can open my windows and all that stuff. And then, you know, highs in like the low to mid-70s, just perfect.
After that, we moved to North Carolina up near the Brevard area. So when we come down here, we said, oh, it won't be that bad, just a few degrees hotter. That few degrees makes a difference, and that is for sure. But yeah, we're actually looking for a place to rent. Didn't know if anybody on here would know anywhere kind of close to the central area that might be for rent. You ain't got no idea, do you?
I guess you could probably look. There's probably a lot of stuff online, just depending on where you live and what you're willing to pay and all that. I just moved back after a good deal of time down in Charleston, South Carolina. I've been back here in Greenville for about 2 weeks. Found myself a nice little place there here in Greenville, not too far from where I grew up. And it's got great rent on it, so I got a year lease on it. And we'll see what happens after that if I wind up moving up to trying to go into home ownership finally. Couldn't do that in Charleston. That was a little more expensive, but... Yeah, you said you moved down to Brevard. I was actually in Brevard and went up there for lunch on the 4th of July with my dad. We rode up the mountain, and I got out of the truck, and I was pretty impressed with the fact that it was at least 10 degrees cooler and did not feel as humid. So that altitude has its virtues.
Charleston's a beautiful place. Yeah, the first time that I went to Charleston, I was a little boy, and then my wife brought me to Folly Beach whenever we had gotten married, and I fell in love with Folly Beach. It's a nice little spot down there, and yeah, you're right. Well, we've been looking online and stuff. I just didn't know if anybody around the repeater might have any suggestions of anywhere, knew somebody that knew somebody, I will say it is substantially cheaper in South Carolina, which is a lot nicer. But, you know, Charleston, man, that had to really be hot, you know, up down there. Because we went in the fall, and it's like 75, sometimes almost 80 in the fall. So I could only imagine what the summer like would be like there.
K4RYL for ID. Yeah, Charleston, I think one thing, when I moved down there, because I'm originally from Greenville, when I moved down there, my body had to adjust to the level of humidity. I think the temperature is about the same, it's just the humidity is much higher, because Charleston is pretty much wetlands and swampy, so you get more moisture in the air, and it's really something. If anything, I think I'm a little better acclimated moving back to Greenville, which is about 1,000 feet higher in altitude, so it's going to be a little bit cooler here when we have these really high humidity days. I'm like, it just kind of feels like Charleston, but I got a job opportunity up here and all that stuff, and decided to move back to Greenville from whence I came, and I'll tell you one thing, is as I was making more money and progressing through my career and all that stuff, my paycheck could not keep up with the cost of living down there in Charleston. It is astronomical to live down there. That, and everybody complains here in Greenville about how bad the traffic, because I think everybody in the low country down there has got to go over like one of three bridges. So if there's one wreck or one bridge gets backed up, everything's backed up, and everybody's got a commute that can last an hour and a half, 2 hours, even if you're just trying to get across town.
Roger that. Yeah, I tell you what, man, I never had to experience that while we went and visited Folly, but I could only imagine what it would be like if one of them bridges got jammed up. But hey, man, I appreciate you coming back to me, and I'm going to have to say 73s, we're about to destinate up here, so I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and safe travels as well, my friend, and glad you got to come home. It's always good being back home, I'm sure. But anyways, it was nice meeting you, and it was nice having this QSO with you. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But 73s to you, my friend. Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. I think you said K4RYL, correct? Hopefully I got that right. But anyway, 73s, my friend. I'll be clear on your final.
Thanks. Yeah, you definitely got it right. That's probably the perfect place to leave it, because I'm about to have to jump out of the truck here in about less than 2 minutes. So perfect place to leave the QSO. And thanks for the QSO. Hopefully you have a good afternoon and stay cool. And don't be a stranger on the repeater. This is probably my favorite repeater in the upstate since I've moved back. Definitely the most active, but one thing I love about the upstate as opposed to the low country is there's a lot more amateur radio traffic on the repeaters up here than there is down here. It's almost down in Charleston, almost dead. So anyway, I won't keep you. I'll say 73s. You have a good afternoon. This is K4RYL. Have a great one.
RYL, NC9B. Just want to shout out and say, hey, Riley, how you doing today?
Sir, how you doing? This is K4RYL.
Hey, cool. Staying in the air conditioner and relaxing up here in the cool mountain air.
I figured, you say cool mountain air. I don't know. What is it, like 10 degrees, I guess, maybe cooler than Greenville down the mountain, something like that. I do love any opportunity I get up in the mountains when it's super hot and get away from the super heat. Thankfully, I'm not in Charleston anymore for that. You can't get any lower than sea level without going in the water, which you got to do to beat the heat. But I do love going up in the mountains, especially like Mount Mitchell when it's super hot, and then you go up there and it's like 68 degrees.
Work on. I'll take it back. All right, guys, send them. It's definitely, you can't go any lower than there in Charleston. But when you were talking about the Charleston weather, you forgot to throw in the salt, humid, the salt mixed with the humidity and the temperature. Don't miss that part of it.
Yeah, I've really, really been happy since I've moved back. I had the job opportunity up here and all this stuff, and started looking around, stuff like that, and then kind of told my family and friends that still live up here. I had several friends that after I graduated college also came to Charleston, and then they ended up moving back. They probably wised up a little bit before the cost of living went sky high and all that, and it took an hour and a half to get to the beach, you know, in traffic, stuff like that. But my family and friends were just ecstatic about it. But really, like, being home, it just, you know, there is nothing like it. You know, you come back to where you grew up and all that stuff, and it's been great. In the last 2 weeks or so, I've liked it more and more. So kind of adjusting to really, I was not really a career man when I left and went down there after I graduated college and then got into it, and that's really weird. I always associated Greenville with, you know, where I grew up and coming back and, you know, on the weekend or something like that to visit, but now I got a job and I'm going up and down familiar roads as a working man during my lunch break like I am now.
All right. That means you're about ready for getting back to work then. I feel for you. They haven't called me back into work yet, so hopefully I won't have to work anymore this week, but we'll see. Time will tell. But I just heard you, and I thought I'd give you a shout-out, say hello to you, and talk to you in a few days. And be sure to check in Friday on my net. I'll be running the net Friday. 7-3, take care, and good talking to you. And C9V.
Even if I can't make it to the, even if I can't make it on the actual end, I'll make sure on Friday I pop in there with a, I guess pre-check-in or whatever. If I can't, if I don't think I'm gonna be at the radio at that time, but definitely will try. I actually did that earlier this morning. I know for a fact tonight I won't be able to be on there, but I need to set something up at my house where I've got like a little mobile or something and some kind of little exterior antenna. Otherwise, I have to go outside and use a little handheld for the net, and I guess basically stand out there in the heat for 30 minutes at my house. Either that or jump in, crank up the truck, and get in there to join the net. But we're going to have to figure out something for the house so that I can monitor, listen, and jump in there. So anyway, you have a good afternoon, and stay cool. We'll be headed back into the office here in just a second. You have a good afternoon, 73. It's always good to chat with you. K4RYL, clear.
73. Have a good one. NC9B, clear.